Time to look at this meeting at Sportsbet Pakenham on the synthetic this afternoon. And Trav Noonan joins us on Sunday Central. Good morning, Trav.
Yeah, good morning, Matt. Looking forward to having a look at this program from Pakenham. Only seven races, but very competitive meeting on the synthetic.
Yeah, seven races on the program. First is at 12:30. What are your thoughts overall?
I think it's a day where you probably won't find any stars of racing, but I think there's a little bit of value late in the day, and hopefully we can make some money in the 0 to 58.
All right, we'll get stuck into that meeting at Sportsbet Pakenham this afternoon. The first race is a maiden over the 1,600 metres. Just the one scratching here, you can remove the number 12. Favourite here is the 9, Miss Keeler at $2.20. The 8, Willets, is at $6. So too is the 11, Tippery Lass. And then you're looking at $7 the rest. Do we get things off by taking the short price favourite in the first, Trav?
Yeah, I think she's going to be pretty hard to beat here, Miss Keeler. She's having her third start at the races. She's a 3-year-old filly. Her first start here behind Yulong Justify was pretty solid over 1,200 metres, and then she went to 1,400 last time behind Covent Garden, who's the relation to Winx, and she raced really well behind that filly. I think that's a pretty strong form line for a race like this. And now up to the mile, I think she's very well suited. Has to go on top the 9 to beat the 4, Divine Wit, who's been racing well this preparation. Gets Craig Robertson back in the saddle, a strong rider, and I think the step up to the mile is really going to suit this horse. In for third went the way then of the 8, Willets, who's first up this campaign, ran some really strong races last time in, and 1, Bench Press, who's getting out to 1,600 metres now, his third career start. I think he can improve with a bit of race experience. 9, 4, 8, 1 in the first.
9, 4, 8, and 1 to kick off the show at Pakenham today. In race number 2, it's a 1,400 metres. It's over the 1,400 metres. Also a maiden affair. Takeout numbers 6 and 11. The 8, Sabaku for Philip Stokes, is edging closer towards a win this preparation and is at the $2.40 favourite here in the second. The 2, Your Rally Did It, for guess who? Greg Ural there is at $3.60, and the 3, Kermalore, is also at $3.60. And they're the only ones the punters are interested in, Trav.
Yeah, I think Sabaku's definitely knocking down the door of a win. Now, she's had the 5 starts placed in all of them to date, and she's come back this preparation with 2 pretty rock-solid performances. The first up rolling a heavy 9. She just gassed out late. Last time at Pakenham, I just think she was beaten by a better horse in Yulong Justify. She gets to 1,400 now. This looks her race. I think she should be winning. I think the 8, Sabaku. 3, Kermalore, did nothing wrong, though, last time at Ballarat on the synthetic when first up, charged the line behind a pretty handy horse in Tez Neem. I think he's definitely the danger, the son of Kermadec. Then Your Rally Did It. He's had the 2 starts as well. Was beaten a long margin on debut behind Four Leaf Right, but that horse goes quite well. And then last time at Sale, I'm not convinced he was really ever in play from his position in the run. I think he can improve, perhaps being a bit closer. And then the 5, Shoot Your Shot, who was really disappointing last time in Adelaide, but happy to forgive that because the start before was quite good. 8, 3, 2, 5.
8, 3, 2, and 5 in the second. Race number 3 is over the 1,200 metres. It is also a maiden. Scratchings are numbers 3, 5, 7, and 13. Favourite only just is the 12, Crazy Ladies, for Busseton and Young at $2.70. Just behind Crazy Ladies in the betting order is the 8, Wild Savannah, for John Sadler at $2.90. And then you're looking at the 2, Bodrum, for Enver Yuvasovic is at $8.50. And then it's around $9 for the rest of the field. Trav.
Yeah, competitive little race. I thought Bodrum represented a little bit of value here, though. I liked his first up run at Pakenham. He sort of was doing his best work late there over the 1,200. I think he'll improve here second up. EJ's got his stable firing at the minute. And I think he's a reasonable play here at each way odds, the 2, Bodrum. No real knocks on the 12, Crazy Ladies, who just continues to race well without winning. She put another good run on the board there last time at the Lakeside. This is probably the weakest race she's faced, and Craig Newitt's riding in really good form at the minute. Then we went the way there of the 8, Wild Savannah, who's another one who's raced really well so far in her career without winning. Comes through a Sound Down maiden where she led them up. That was in quite fast time. So if she brings that, she's going to be competitive. And 11 Coburg could be the improver from the Mar Eustace stable. Only had the one run today. 2, 12, 8 and 11 in third.
All right, that's Trav's thoughts in race number three. Race four is a 0 to 58 handicap over the 2,200 metres. Takeout numbers 3 and 11, and the favourite is the 2, Manhattan Sting, at $2.25. And that was Dean Lester's best bet on the program today, packing him as well, as he revealed on correct weight this morning. The 8, Blazing Lace, is at $6. The 1, California Firebird, is at $6.50. And so too is the 4, Grand Quill, at $6.50. Trav, are you with Manhattan Sting here in the 4th?
No, I wasn't
taking
actually.
Taking on Dino, I like it. Brave, brave way to go about things, Trav.
Yeah, maybe stupid way to go about things. But, yeah, I think he's a very good horse at this sort of level, Manhattan Sting. He loves packing him. He's, yeah, his last three starts of the 2,200 placed in each. But I thought he had every chance last time when he was $1.90 and he was well beaten by Nama Dude. Not sure on the strength of that race. I thought it was another horse here who's coming through a better lead-up, and that's Grand Quill. Last time he did meet Manhattan Sting, Manhattan Sting did beat him by 10 lengths, but I think there was a lot of excuses for that horse on that day. Last time at Ballarat on the synthetic, Manhattan Quill was in a benchmark 64 behind Hal Jami, Young Hostess, Deserved. I think that's a lot stronger line of form for the 0 to 58 today. And even though he's only the one from 22, when he's at his best, he's quite consistent, this horse. So I'm happy to go with him sort of each way for Grand Quill. To beat the 1, California Firebird, the Yagi team, I think, have sort of abandoned the jumps maybe for him at the moment. He was a bit disappointing in his jumps debut, but his runs before that on the flat were quite handy. If he can get back to somewhere near his best, he can be very competitive here. 2, Manhattan Sting, I just think he's too short at the price. He's going to be very, very competitive, but he's very short now. And then we go to 9, Buffoon, who raced well last time at Mildura. Might appreciate getting out to the 2,200. 4, 1, 2, 9.
4, 1, 2, and 9 for Trav in race 4. Race number 5 is a 0 to 58 as well over the 1,600 metres. Just take out the one number here. The number 12 favourite is the 5, Unchain My Bike, at $3.60. The 2, Jin Yung, is at $4.20 for David and Coral Feek. And the 7, Gonna Get It Done, with Jake Noonan aboard, is at $5.50. Trav, your thoughts in race number 5?
Yeah, competitive little race, as you probably expect for a mile 0 to 58. I thought Xing Yun is racing in really good form this preparation, especially since getting on the synthetic tracks. His win here 2 back was really good, coming from a long way back. And then last start, he probably just got too far back against Lobster Noodles, really charged home with the 62 kilos. He somehow goes from carrying benchmark 58, 62, to a 0 to 58 carrying only 60. So he goes down in weight, but also goes down in class. So I'm pretty happy to say he's definitely the horse to beat here, Xing Yun. I think you're getting a fair price. 6, Villager, I think, can improve on its last start performance there at Bairnsdale. Was racing really well before that and was heavily backed on that occasion. If he can give that performance, he's got to be a main chance. 5, Unchain My Bike, is ready to do something this preparation up to the mile. He's been racing really well. And 3, Shavuma, was a good last start effort. He's on trial at the trip, but he's racing well. 2, 6, 5, 3.
2, 6, 5, and 3. In race number 6 at Pakenham, takeout numbers 7, 9, 13, 14, and 16. Joint favourites here in the 6th. The 3, Rhodes Scholar, for Bussenden and Young, is at $3.90, and so too is the 10, Free Flying Star, for John McArdle. They share favouritism here in the 6th, and then you're looking at the 2, Prosecutor, for Shay Eden at $5. The 5, Star of Leon, is at $6 for Leon and Troy Corstens, and the 1, Clinched, is at $8 also for Bussenden and Young. So this does look a tough race on paper, Trav.
It does. There's a couple of leading chances. I think the main one, though, here is the Bussenden Young runner in Rhodes Scholar. Craig Newitt going on board, I think, is really going to suit this horse. He takes a little bit of riding. Froggy's in some real good form. I think him going on this horse is a massive positive. His last 2 starts have been pretty good behind Drop the Mic at Echuca, and last time here on the synthetic when carrying 62 kilos. That, again, was in a benchmark 58. Now he comes back to a 0 to 58 and drops in weight and probably in class. I think this is very, very well placed I think he's probably got his best chance to get his second win on the board here, three Rhodes Scholar. Happy to tip him on top. Thought the four Robe de Fay could be a little bit of a threat. He raced really well two starts ago when they rode him to lead. Then last time they took a sit. I think the intention will be to lead again today. And given that, I think he can fire up. Two Prosecutors racing in really good form. Loves the synthetic tracks. And he's going to be competitive again. And then 10 Free Flying Star, who's a little bit of a question mark on the synthetic. She never raced on it, but if she got back to her best, she's going to be very competitive. 3 to beat 4, 2, 10.
3 to beat 4, 2, and 10 in race number 6. Final event on the program at Pakenham today is over the 1,200 metres. It's also a 0 to 58. Scratchings are numbers 10, 14, 15, 16, 17, and 18. Favourite is the 8, Pescagen at $2.90. The 3 True Metal is at $6, and the 7 Ocean Blast is at $6.50. Trav, how do you bring us home at Pakenham this afternoon?
Yeah, I think with the favourite, Pescagen, she's been struggling a little bit recently, but I think that's because she's been going to a mile and she can't run it out. Her best two performances in her career have been at 1,200 metres, and I think this is smart placement by Doug Arnold to bring her back to the 1,200. The last 1,200 metre performance was in benchmark 64 grade, and she chased home sort of a midweek horse in Gennady. If she gets back to that form, she will win, because this is a pretty average 0 to 58. So happy to be with her. Celine Gaudry's riding in really good form. She rides the synthetic tracks well. So 8 Pescagen clearly on top. 3 True Metals racing in solid form. Even though he was well beaten last time by Tanner, if he can bring that sort of level again, he's going to be competitive. 1 The Bont is a synthetic specialist. He's on the quick backup. Jamie Mott going on a big positive. He can run well. And the veteran Playmaster, the 13th, could be ready to do something now after an okay effort last time and now gets Craig Newitt in the saddle. 8-3-1-13 in the last. The best bet, race 7, number 8, Pescagen. Thinks she's really well placed back to the 1,200 with the claim for Celine Gaudry. Next best, race 6, number 3, Rhodes Scholar. I think he's also quite well placed at 0.58 level with Craig Newitt going on. And the value, race 3, number 2, Bodrum, sort of that each way $8 quote. I think he's pretty good sort of 1-by-3 setup. The Quaddy, race 4, will take 1, 2, and 4. Race 5, 2, 3, 5, 6. Race 6, 3, and 4. And we'll come home in the last with just the one number, the 8. And that's all for Pakenham. Hopefully you can find some winners.
Good on you, Trav. The no multi today?
No. I wasn't really keen on any AFL games today, so happy to see the Blues win last night. But we'll just leave it at that.
Fair enough. I'm keen on the Swannies today if you want to throw something in to give your Gallup's bets a little bit of a boost as well if you want to play multis today. Good luck at Pakenham, Trav.
Yeah, you too, Matty.
There we go. Trav Noonan's thoughts on Sportsbet Pakenham this afternoon. We'll take a short break here on Sunday Central. Don't go anywhere. Up next is the Form Express.
We're the spirit of racing. RSN 927.